Now, of course, back in January, we had 15 months of cases to discuss, recent developments to discuss. This program, we only have 7 months of recent developments to discuss. So you might think we would have run out of material. But no, the courts have continued to provide us with a large array of interesting material to discuss. So without further ado, we will get on to that. We'll have the usual program where David and I will go back and forth so that you won't get too bored listening to one of us for too long. And David will kick it off on page 4 of the materials with In re St. Germain.
Other people have PowerPoints. We have each other. We're going to work straight through, not skipping back and forth, if you want to follow along, starting on page 4. The topic is, when is a tort an admiralty tort? When does a tort case fall within admiralty jurisdiction? The Supreme Court has made a mess of that, starting in 1972 with Executive Jet and continuing with the three intervening cases, foremost Insurance v. Richardson, Sisson v. Ruby, and Jerome Grubart. By the time of Sisson, some of the Supreme Court justices were confessing error. Scalia and White dissented from the jurisdictional approach there and said, in effect, what a mess. And then in the most recent one, 1995, Grubart, Justice Thomas, joined by Scalia, dissented and said, I mean to say, really, really a mess. The mess results from combining the old test, whereby a tort is maritime if and only if the injury occurred on navigable water or was caused by a vessel on navigable water,